HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
It is a glorious moment. We get in a Ben Carson argument. Somebody brought us Oreos right here. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all, right, Brady? Oh, we never said the winner. What was that guy's name?
DJ.
No, the Keith Chazzy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keith won he was the eighth caller, got the man cave upgrade, which now Frank's wife is going to fight to try to win.
She said she's calling in.
She wants to try to win it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Well, we'll do it. We'll get her in a game next week.
Is that legal?
No, we can't.
She can't.
Why not? Let her play and try to win that.
I'll divorce her so it works.
Perfect.
Cha-ching, Chavez. How many pool Oops, tables you already
what?
Got?
Well, what?
Cha-ching, Chavez. How many pool tables you already got, Frank?
You have
any? Oh, yeah. Like, we got three in each house.
Yeah.
And one, we got an indoor-outdoor one. We keep that one outdoor.
Could you imagine that?
There's always room for a new one.
The outdoor felt has to be really...
a little crispy.
It's got to be rough here.
Yeah. But it's
just treated, right?
It's just a treatment.
No.
Yeah.
You just have a felt
Spray.
Guy.
Spray.
Got a felt guy.
Replaced, what, every 2 months?
It doesn't last that long. I'd say
he has a caretaker
4 to 5 days. Every 4 to 5 days, we got a guy out there re-felting.
Yeah, Kevin from Prestige Billiards comes over to re-felt.
Kevin.
He's good. Kevin's a man.
Oh, the best.
Well, that's Frank's life. We don't understand it, but we admire.
Why would you? I don't want you to. It's tough.
It's tough. It's time now for the entertainment drill with our special guest, Frank Caliendo. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. I had talk about being challenged yesterday. I had one of those baby fit days. Everything felt wrong. Everything I was doing was wrong. And I just walked out of there pissed at myself that I couldn't get going. I couldn't get my body right yesterday. I was all upset. And then I got in the car, and all I thought to myself was, I can't wait to get back in there. It is the most fun I'm having, even when it challenges me to a point where I feel like I'm lost and out of it. Getting in shape and learning something that might save your life is absolutely awesome. And being challenged at something you do is new to me. At the age I'm at, you don't get that too often. When's the last time you were seriously like, holy cow, this is, I'm not sure I can go.
Never.
Never, Frank, because you don't challenge yourself.
No.
Just walk on your treadmill, man. That's it. And you don't need that. Head on up there to reactdefense.com. Reminded me yesterday that they also do corporate events, which of course, and then one of their clients said, hey, I'm having a birthday. Can I have it here and invite a bunch of people and we'll do like a whole seminar and get it? And they had cake and it was catered. And then they did, gun defense, and everybody left there feeling like it was the greatest time ever. It's kind of like an adult-themed kids party. That sounded dirtier than it needed to be, but yeah, you know what I meant. Yeah. So you can do a party up there if you want to. You can do all sorts of things. They'll do it all and maybe teach you something that you can carry through the rest of your life. ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Jason Alexander says everyone needs to relax about the Game of Thrones finale.
Of course he does.
Because he knows what it's like to have fans disappointed.
He's been on the other side of this. He knows the pain that those actors are going through when a finale stinks.
But for the record, he says he loved both finales.
He liked the Seinfeld one.
Loved them both!
Yeah.
Fantastic!
You're going to wait to see what happens to some of their co-stars, huh?
Yeah.
Get in trouble!
Seth Rogen understands that some of the stuff his older comedies hasn't aged well. In particular, he was doing an interview in GQ magazine. He talked about how one of the bits that's been troubling is from the 40-year-old virgin.
I know you're gay?
Yeah.
That part?
Yep.
I actually watched that not too long ago. I'm like, man.
They couldn't do that now.
Different time.
Isn't it weird?
It says it bums him out.
It's a movie that's 11 years old, and it's like Song of the South now.
Still a great movie.
It's a funny movie.
I don't care what anybody
says. I think it ends
But people
weird,
are but like that.
Thank you.
That's the thing. You're not celebrating the people. You're just saying these people are like that.
Right. There are people.
Archie
who,
Bunker. People right. like you weren't supposed to like him, but people did. You can't help that.
And tonight, and I don't know how they're going to do that live all in the family. They have to pick a very safe episode. And I wonder, side by side with the real one, if there's anything they change just to keep people off their back. Because Archie Bunker today
would still be my grandpa.
There's no possible way you could even quote him properly, or just have the beefs Archie had. Archie had a problem with people of color. It wasn't that he was outwardly racist. He just was skeptical.
Didn't he say, I don't like anybody who ain't me?
Exactly. That's basically what it was.
You can't have no black guy.
Why don't you do me a favor and report?
Jeez, man.
That'll Justin be interesting. Bieber. That's tonight, right? ABC. That'll
you said good. So. I don't know.
The Biebs is releasing a deodorant called Here and Now.
Justin Bieber.
Jeez, these guys floating around in their little
all natural, vegan, cruelty free. They didn't test it on any animals. Just on his wife, Haley. Sprayed it in her eyes. Ow, it
you
burns!
Know what, you know what else was weird? Did you guys watch the Muhammad Ali thing on HBO?
Not yet.
Muhammad Ali's a hero. And like, there's like 9 times in that that are things where Muhammad Ali would have been torched in social media. Because it used to be a boxing term when you get a little punch drunk called queer street. And Dick Cavett asks him in a thing and says, I don't want to see you going down queer street. And Muhammad looks at him and goes, do you mean like? And he does the whole gay lisp and the wrist thing. And if he'd do that today, if that was, you know, Deontay Wilder doing that, it'd be like, we're going to strip him of his belt. We really need to discuss
can
how.
Can we use that, though, on, you know, if George Washington was alive today and he had all those slaves.
Right.
And
but that's my point.
Well, they do that. They do say that about him, but then they wouldn't say it about Muhammad Ali.
But that's retroactive but, I mean, history. You start to whitewash it.
You can't go there.
No, but that's you can't go there. But I'm yes, you can because we're retroactively getting people now, and we're not doing as much as we were a year and a half ago when it seemed like all the rage. But it does seem like if you and you're whitewashing history. Dumbo.
You're talking about like the Kevin Hart situation.
Yeah, but you're talking about Dumbo, and we'll re-release it, but with all the parts that are gonna. It's you know, it's from the 40s, so. I know there's. I don't
but you're,
release.
You're
it
not
then.
Against that, are you? Would you rather them release it with the crows?
It's book burning. If you ask me.
So you'd...
Because it's like taking pages out of Mark Twain's books.
Well, I
don't remake not, it if you can't.
Don't do it. I mean, no you remake... Oh, I'm not talking
you're,
about the remake.
You're comparing Dumbo to Mark Twain. I mean...
Well, but yeah, it's the same
it's
thing.
An amazing piece of art.
Make a new story.
Yeah. It's they okay. did. And when they redid it, but I'm talking about re-releasing. If they ever do anything re-released, oh. Dumbo's going to edit out parts that are uncomfortable today.
Right.
Then don't re-release it.
That's, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, that's it's exactly like what I was
when you take out books and you edit out things that are uncomfortable today, you're just taking out what was the part. You know, you can't do it.
Exactly what I was saying.
I know, Frank. You and I are on the same page.
So good.
Cher's releasing a new genderless fragrance.
Aren't they all really?
Called WTF by Cher?
Well, you no, got
it's called Cologne Couture.
Yeah, no, but I mean, they're genderless in that my perfume bottle doesn't have a dick or a vagina. They're just bottles of
You're being
things.
Very literal.
I am, because you can spray it on you no matter what gender you are. It works.
When's the last time you used perfume?
If I liked it, I could. It, like, my gender's not going to just push it back into the bottle.
Nope,
oh, this
happen.
Is just for girls.
It's not going to block you.
All guys have used their wife's deodorant.
Absolutely.
Yep. Every 100%. Day.
Yeah. Every day? You
Every
liked it so
day,
much?
All over.
Yeah. For a while there, when times were tight, Megan would put it on herself, and then I would just rub my armpit on hers and try to share as much
I know,
as I could.
I have pictures.
I put those up. That was a nice
thing. Thank
you. Yeah, it doesn't – the whole genderless thing's a sale.
In his new book, Moby claims he had a brief romantic fling with Natalie Portman. Mm-hmm. She was 20.
Who didn't?
This would be 17 years ago. He was 36.
Oh, I thought –
He Natalie says, I was a bald binge drinker, and Natalie Portman was a beautiful movie star, but she was in my dressing room flirting with me.
Good kill.
Her relationship ended up when she it ended. She called him and told him she met someone else.
Oh.
Natalie's version of the story says,
he raped me.
I wasn't 20. I was 18. And she said, we hung out a handful of times before I realized – this was an older man who was interested in me in an inappropriate way.
Hey, she
was
18.
Creepy.
You're 18, yeah. You're an adult. Of course he's interested in you in a creepy way. That's what men are.
She's also very disturbed that he used this story to sell books.
Yeah. Hmm. Shouldn't have slept with Moby.
Yeah, whether or not.
Yeah. Not whether or not. She slept with him.
Because
I didn't hear anywhere in there. It's like, I'll sue him. It's all lies. She just bashed him a little bit.
Moby said
away.
But that she slept with him, for
no,
sure?
No.
I'm going with that.
No,
I'm running with that.
Okay.
Why else would you include it in the
right.
book? I never nailed her, though. Well, this
we hung out
dumb.
A couple of times. What's,
why'd you tell me about that?
Went, you know, was it oral? What do
yeah,
we get
what'd
here?
You get off of her? That's why I'm reading Moby's book. There's no reason for me to read Moby's book if it's just tales of who he's met.
Although,
I met Natalie Portman once. Yeah? How'd that go? We had a lot of fun. Did you? Oh, no. I don't have sex with really famous girls. Here's a list of women you've never heard of that I slept with.
Yeah, everybody was trying to nail her when she was 18, probably. Every guy in Hollywood.
Look, Natalie Portman, when you turned 18, there was a large group of American men who went, finally. You want to know creepy? Watch a bunch of 30-year-old guys watching that
the professional
movie and try to figure out how they're feeling. What am I feeling? I'm not supposed to feel this. It was her fault, is what I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
It was. She did a movie where a 50-year-old man started to fall in love with her 12-year-old self while they killed people.
I think this is victim shaming.
No, it's not. She's not a victim.
Well, if she was,
she had a guy like her.
It would be shaming.
It's not victimization.
She's a subject shaming,
it's not
maybe.
Victimization. Someone likes you. I'm a victim of being liked too much.
I have that problem.
I know.
Yes!
You're angry over it.
I wonder if she would go back and say, you know what? I wouldn't take that part now.
I think she has, actually.
Oh, yeah.
She has talked about
Before you met your beautiful wife.
Yeah.
You were in comedy.
She was 12.
Right?
What made me get out?
Did you ever have a dalliance with a famous person? Like, not necessarily sexually, but like, oh my God, this is Eight. Weird. Like, I'm in a room with this person, and she likes me.
Tom Cruise.
No. Did you ever have a woman? No.
Nobody ever had interest in me.
Nobody ever even hit on you?
Your wife didn't even like your
when
show.
When I had my show, women in my show that were like extras and had smaller parts would come on to me all the time.
Really?
And I'm so awkward. I'd be just,
you didn't know what they were doing?
I kinda did, but I didn't want to guess wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Which is
paid
kept
off.
Kept you safe. Kept you
paid
safe.
Paid off for me being as awkward
as they grab your D, they're hitting on you.
Nope.
I had guys do it too. Guys would do it more.
Guys grab the D.
Yeah, they didn't care.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I was good. I didn't care either. It was fine. Oh.
Yeah. I've literally
It's yours.
Yeah. There's truth to that.
I'm as awkward as you, and I've literally been in a room with a girl who was almost all the way naked and thought to myself, I'm pretty sure I could do this.
Yeah.
And I'm not 100% though.
I remember getting on stage in Madison, Wisconsin. I did an unbelievable set, and I'd had a lot of those at that time. But I got off the set, and this woman's just kind of rubbing up against me and talking to me, and I was like, hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I walked over, and the guys are like, dude, she's all over him. I'm like, oh, that's what that is.
That's what this
Most of the time, girls had no interest in me.
Right.
I didn't know what this was. I'd never been on the stage before and had, you know, I realized.
Your assumption is you're being set up.
It's totally. I thought it was. Yeah, because she was probably, I was probably 22 and she was a hot 30, 35-year-old. Yeah. And I wasn't even 22. I was probably 22-ish.
Was it Moby?
It was, yeah. You know what? Moby. No hair.
Creepy
that's
old
right.
Man.
Yeah. And walked around with an organ. Yeah.
He used to always do that. He's known for it. Natalie Portman, you have a lot in common. Yeah.
You were still a virgin. You didn't know what it was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When did you lose your virginity? How old were you?
Which time?
Wow. That's so meta. I don't know. You blew my mind.
All right. It was college. Sometime.
Was it in college?
Yeah.
Did you try before that awkwardly fumble around?
With another person?
No. Yeah, of course with another person.
I'm trying to think.
No.
I'm trying to make something up.
It's not this hard.
You and Brady have the same reaction to this question.
I still haven't had sex yet.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be honest with you.
Joey's
you. They are one in the same, and you can talk about sex.
I'm not good at it. That's where I draw. That's where a lot of things I'm getting good
but it's
at talking
not
about.
I'm not talking dirty. I'm just asking.
No, I'm just not comfortable at it.
Yeah. Really?
With it. At it. One of those prepositions.
Man, this has really razzled you.
This is awesome.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, right? You two are one in the same.
What the hell's wrong with you two? How bad was that first time? Is there still pending lawsuits or
maybe?
Man? Yeah, I knew the dad jokes would fire up together. Mm. Did you date the girl for a while or was a?
Yeah,
it's a deposition now. I'm gonna do it as kind.
Hey, could you do some kind?
I'm gonna do it as
kind. I was just gonna say, can you do that instead?
Frank.
All right, I'm out of here. Thank you guys.
Hey.
Stand up live.
Gotta go.
I gotta pee.
Tell me about that time you lost your flower.
That was almost Harry Caray.
Oh, boy.
Hey!
Hey! Frank, remember that chick you bagged and made the Japanese flag with? Frank Caliendo, everyone. He'll be here at Standy Live all weekend long.
Oh, yeah. Calm down.
And at the Phoenix Festival of Comics.
Fan Fusion.
Fan Fusion. We're fusing the fans to the Hikes of Frank Caliendo. I don't know how it works.
When you're on stage, when can the people see you?
The noon, ABC 123 is the
ABC.
It's an actual room number.
That means something?
It is an actual room number. Just look for the crowd next to Jeff Goldblum's.
look for Toledo's head.
Yeah. You're going to be in the Jackson 5 Hall.
Yeah.
At noon ABC Saturday. 123. Noon Saturday. And you're going to be doing a podcast with a bunch of people.
Yep, there. I got some great comic creators.
Cool. And you're doing who you doing the podcast with?
Comic Playground Guys?
The Comic Playground Guys.
Yeah.
Do you want to say
nobody
who they
knows
are?
Them, no.
That, you'll find out when they're there. All right. That's part of the
Ronnie, mystery. Bobby, oh, Ricky, and Mike.
I was just going to say, I don't know if there's anyone to promote yet.
Cool it now.
All right. Never mind. I threw both of these two morons off with one question about virginity, and they're singing New Edition.
You didn't ask me about that.
It made you uncomfortable sitting next to it. I know you. Weirdos. Bye, Frank. Thanks for everything.
You were like protecting him. I love when you get very protective of the guests.
Like, it is really innate. Yeah.
Brady's like Jar Jar Binks with that rescue. Bubble dome in the water.
He doesn't want to talk about it, and I don't want to hear it.
Change the subject.
It's filth. You just want to talk about filth all the time.
You're like the mama bird, and he's a little
back
baby
off,
bird.
Chachi.
Yeah, you both started in with the same jokes. It's like this default mode, like a bad Dell computer. Type in how'd you lose your virginity and watch this thing lose its mind.
Barbecue tips.
What? Frank lost his virginity in college to a young lady. We've all done it.
It happened, yeah. Hopefully everybody's lost their virginity.
We know he's got children, so I know Frank's hosed some Bettys.
Man in North Dakota that has a mule that plays banjo. I think he's worried that Kime's listening.
Oh, no. The Kime thing is great. That's different. The Kime thing, I understand making him uncomfortable.
Kime has no pull on anything Frank does.
Kime has very little pull in the NFL.
I know. He's very not even going to be around much longer.
Exactly. Yeah. Kime's going to be an unemployed guy soon.
Yeah. I don't know what he's worried about.
Anyway, well, there you go. That's your entertainment drill, everybody. It's 98 KUPD. Well done, Brady.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?